7:41 on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 57 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1. Your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. And if you're wondering what we are eating, well, when we get an opportunity to enjoy meatballs and sausage, I mean, these meatballs that we're eating in here today, 25-year-old recipe. It's in the vault. They are that good. And of course, if you're wondering why meatballs on a Wednesday, well, we're going to be learning about the 25th annual St. Philip Neri Italian Festival, which is happening this weekend.
It gets underway tomorrow, Thursday, May the 19th. We have got Father Fabio here, as well as Jim Funk, who is chair of this year's Italian Festival. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Jim, let's start with you. What do you want folks to know about the 25th annual St. Philip Neri Italian Festival?
Well, we're excited to welcome everybody back. We've had a couple off years due to COVID. This is our 25th. We start tomorrow night with wine tasting and food, and then Friday lunch food, Friday evening food and entertainment, and Saturday all day long, 11 to 8, food, entertainment, games for the kids, a very family-oriented event.
You know, what I love about this, as I have observed attending the Italian Festival, it's not only just an amazing thing that you are doing for the community, but you must be a very, very close church, you know, together congregation, because, I mean, it is all hands on deck. Like these meatballs this morning, Jim, you said you just came, you made them at church.
That's right. We
yeah.
made them. We Meatball Madness and Sausage Storm are two of our festival teams. They made 4,200 meatballs and 4,900 sausages all by hand. Again, secret recipe.
Under
it only
key.
Adds to
Under
the fun. It only adds to the fun. And when you work together, when you play together, that's when you really get to know each other and build relationships, which isn't that the purpose of gathering, you know, together and, you know, just being more than just ourselves, getting to know our neighbors.
And that is exactly the focus of this festival, not only the 25th, but also because we haven't done full festival in 2 years, and now we want to bring the community all together, not only ourselves, but all those who are around us.
Mm-hmm. And you've really had an opportunity to see the impact of a year with a festival and a year without the festival, so I am sure everybody is super excited. I know I am. I couldn't even wait. I had to dive into that meatball.
Jim, when does the cooking start? How early can you start? How late do you continue with the cooking? Explain that process.
So we started with Sausage Storm and Meatball Madness back in April. We made all of the meatballs and sausages, froze the sausages uncooked. Some of those are sprinkled with pucker butt sauce. So mm-hmm. we can have a hot version this year. Pucker Butt's a big sponsor of ours, and we appreciate
Local.
Them. And then we put those away in the freezer and bring them out. Mike Martosha, who's often here, and I'm taking his place today because he's in the kitchen getting things warmed up, because we'll heat those all up. And our parishioners pitch in. We have a secret recipe for lasagna and a secret recipe for ziti, and our parishioners take the recipe home, take a pan home, and bring it in on shift. So everything is handmade.
Don't forget the eggplant.
Oh, and the eggplant.
Yeah.
Eggplant as well.
And desserts. You guys do like cannoli?
We have over 20 food choices, including for dessert, cannoli, tiramisu, strawberry shortcake with our own local strawberries, and the food is fantastic. That's really what the main focus is.
Tell us how this works, maybe, you know, for our listeners who just moved to our area. Is this something that you have to go and attend and eat there, or can you pick it up and take it home? How does it work?
So as a sense of community, as Father mentioned, we'd love to have everybody come eat with us. We have plenty of indoor and outdoor seating. Come for free parking, free admission. We buy tickets. The food is very reasonably priced. And you can eat wherever you'd like. You can take it home if you wish. And there's plenty of other things to do. Main stage entertainment, live auction, silent auction, festival fun zone for the kids.
Wow.
So there's plenty to do. We'd love to keep you around for the whole day with us.
Seriously, don't miss the opportunity. I love your program book. Are these available for everybody?
They will be available at the festival.
You know you got a lot of stuff going on when there's a map, right?
Yes. Correct.
Perfect. And it looks like so many of our businesses, local businesses, are supportive and do a lot to make this possible. And you don't have to be Catholic to attend.
No, no. And look at the picture you have now there, oratory. Uh-huh. Don't forget the congregation I belong to.
Father, is it common for a lot of cities, counties, and states to have an Italian festival? Are we just part of the populace, or is this kind of rare to have one and have one for 25 years?
The Italian festival basically is St. Philippe Neri, a saint, Italian saint. So that's where it all started. But festivals are very common. Charlotte has St. Sophie with a Greek. St. Anne's here in Rock Hill has an international festival, but ours is focused on Italian because of St. Philippe Neri. And they're in the beginning, they were the founders of the parish. Many of them were Italian heritage as well.
Of course, all this takes place right there at St. Philippe Neri Catholic Church, right as kind of across from Fort Mill High School.
Exactly, on Munn Road across from Fort Mill High School. Yes. Very close to the interstate.
And one thing that is unique is when you get there, you will buy tickets because it's the tickets that you use as currency to purchase all the delicious food items.
That's absolutely correct. Cash or credit card to buy your tickets.
And you'll be able to see where the ticket booths are that you can purchase?
Absolutely. You'll see lots of people running around in red shirts.
Everybody
we
knows.
We have about 40 festival staffers. We've been working on this for 7 months now, and so we're there to help.
Fantastic.
Perfect. Well, I know our crew here at WRHI, I think they're going to be out there at the festival on Friday doing a live remote. So if you're out there, swing by and say hello. But the St. Philippe Neri, Italian Festival, 25 years, gets underway tomorrow, Thursday, May the 19th, continues through Saturday. You can check them out on social media or spitalianfestival.com. But get out there, eat. SPN. Oh, sorry. Thank you so much. SPN.
St. Philippe Neri.
Italian S-P-N. Festival. But go out there, meet some neighbors, have a lot of fun, eat a lot of food, and you'll be more merry.